Country Club FM.
Free and easy down the road we go. It is the Bob Almanac here today. No Almanac quiz. We've given away everything that, although I have a can and I need to get rid of it because it's just sitting there and I don't want it to go bad. I have a 16-ounce can of Jolt Cola in my office. Maybe this week we'll do, since we're not doing Almanac quiz as a giveaway for any tickets or anything, I might give away a can of Jolt Cola.
Okay.
All the sugar and twice the caffeine. Jolt Cola. They still make it.
Well, there you go.
That was the nectar of the gods when I was about 13.
I won't be calling in for that. Remember Surge?
Yes.
That was kind of...
Surge was big.
That had a brief run.
Surge did have a brief run. Yeah. And, of course, for people that have to come here and pick it up, I'm not going to be mailing out a can of Jolt Cola. Right. I don't even think you're allowed to do that.
No.
Today is Monday, November 12th, 316th day of the year. We have 49 left to go. 1859. They took a risk. They took a chance. A guy by the name of Jules Leotard at Cirque Napoleon in Paris, France. First flying trapeze act. Yeah, I'm going to hang a couple of ropes here with a dowel in between. We're just going to kind of swing, maybe do some flip-flops and some spins and see what happens.
Yeah.
And if you recognize his last name, Leotard, yeah, he did. He designed and invented the leotard as well. Because his clothes just weren't tight enough.
Yeah, you don't want things flapping in the breeze.
No. Yeah. No. 18, but then they can be too tight. If you can know what religion the guy is, then you don't want.
Right.
You don't want that.
No.
1859. 1927, Joseph Stalin became the undisputed ruler of the Soviet Union. He was part of the Bolshevik Revolution, Neil.
Yes.
1917, and about 10 years later, he became the undisputed ruler, and he wasn't a good guy, although,
he was our ally.
Well, the enemy of our enemy is our friend.
Right.
Right?
Right. In WW2.
Right.
But, no, he was not a good guy.
No.
He was not
afraid
to put his own people in harm's way or take out some of his own.
1931, Maple Leaf Gardens opened. It was one of the great cathedrals of ice hockey.
Yes.
In the history of ice hockey and the National Hockey League.
Boston had the Garden. This was the Gardens.
Gardens. World. And Montreal had the Forum.
Yes.
It's now a grocery store.
What?
Yeah, they kept it. They should have done that with Met Center. Instead of tearing it down for IKEA, they should have left it up and then IKEA could have used the building.
Yeah.
Because they did it in Toronto for a grocery store. 1931. How about in 42 and WW2?
With Army flying fortresses accompanying them, the Marines launched their attack on Japan's Solomon Island bases. These are the first films of the United States' initial step toward recapturing Japanese positions in the Pacific. At 0 hour, every ship breaks out the national ensign.
From Guadalcanal, the Battle of Guadalcanal began on this date, 1942. We would go on to get a major victory over the Japanese forces. Very strategic location in the Pacific, Neil.
Yep.
As you are well aware.
Yeah, it was almost a year after Pearl Harbor, and we were turning up the heat.
Exactly. That was in 42. In 54, Ellis Island closed after processing 20 million immigrants. That's how immigration should be done.
Right.
They come in here, we screen them, make sure they don't have any diseases, and make sure that they're not criminals and things like that. What's wrong with that method of immigration? Why are people so just okay with them just flooding across the border, not having a wall or something? We didn't have a wall in New York, but it was something called an ocean.
Yeah.
Right? We had an ocean that was basically a wall to our east, and
wall
then they would
water.
Come on boats, and they would come, and we would steer them to Ellis Island.
Yeah.
That's how, I don't know for sure, I haven't done the whole Ancestry.com, I'm assuming that's how... My ancestors came here from Sweden, Germany, wherever.
Yep.
So one side Swedish, one side Germany for me. So
pretty much me too.
It opened in 1892. 1964, Paula Murphy set the female land speed record, 226.37 miles an hour. Mm. And that was broken, another female, about 1986 when I asked her to go to prom. It was broken.
Speeding the other way.
Yeah, it was just, woo, Yeah. Right out the door.
Warp speed.
1969, Harm Killebrew voted the American League MVP. 49 home runs. How many RBI? You remember that 140? Well, wasn't
I was
at least
say 140. Yep.
1969.
Right on the nose, I thought.
Well, let's name all the Minnesota Twins that have been MVPs. You got your Zoilo Versailles.
Yep.
You got your Harmon Killebrew. You've got your Rod Carew. You've got your Justin Morneau and Joe Mauer. That's all of it, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
Five.
So how about that for Harmon Killebrew, 1969?
Number 500 for Harm Killebrew.
Colliard to the windup. He delivers. Here's a high fly ball in a deep left field. It's back deep. It's going. Number 500. I had that on my Twins 25th anniversary VCR VHS tape. I wore that out.
Yeah.
After I bought that at the Metrodome. I saved up my money so I could buy that when they were celebrating. Was it 86? They celebrated their 25th anniversary. I bought the history book and I bought the VHS tape.
Nice.
Which I don't have anymore because it was stolen out of a storage unit in Mississippi.
Oh, bummer.
But it's on YouTube and I watched the whole thing the other day.
Oh, nice.
So if I was unavailable and I wasn't taking my calls for about a half hour on Friday,
that's
what I was doing.
Good call.
1971. Here's Dick Nixon.
Over the next 2 months, we will withdraw 45,000 Americans. I will make another announcement before the 1st of February. As far as that second announcement is concerned, before the 1st of February.
That was this date, President Nixon announcing the withdrawal of 45,000 U.S. troops from Vietnam. It would still take a few years, even after that, to get them all out of there.
Mm-hmm.
In 71 is when that happened. 2004.
State of California versus Scott Peterson. We, the jury in the above-entitled cause, find the defendant, Scott Lee Peterson, guilty of the crime of murder of Lacey Denise Peterson. In violation of the Penal Code Section...
He was a monster, that Scott Peterson.
Yeah.
Guilty of double murder, the deaths of his pregnant wife, their unborn child, was one of the most closely watched trials,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the 2000s. That was making big news. And it was on this date in 2004. And then 2013, here this date.
One World Trade is a taller building to its architectural top. So it's the tallest building as we see it in the United States. But the Willis Tower still has a higher occupied floor.
That's good to know. Because this date, the Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat. How do you get onto that council?
Is that a full-time gig?
Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat. They named One World Trade Center the tallest building in the United States.
They measured.
Replacing the Willis Tower, which you and I know it better as the Sears Tower.
Right.
But Sears kind of on tough times, so they can't afford a tower.
They can barely afford
to have an outlet center or a catalog store, let alone a big tower over 100 stories in Chicago.
Yeah, that ain't gonna work.
Is it named after Willis Drummond?
I think so.
Was Todd Bridges there for the dedication?
Should have
been. So that was in 2013. We're moving on to birthdays now.
I expect a tough, clean fight. Protect yourself at all times. Any questions here? Any questions here? Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. He's Mills Lane.
Was that the claymation fight?
No. That was not Celebrity Deathmatch. That was an actual boxing match. And the funny thing is, you know, Michael Buffer does the Let's Get Ready to Rumble. Apparently his flight was a little bit late or he missed his Uber because he jumps into the ring. He's got jeans and a leather jacket.
Oh.
Doesn't have the tux on
for
that particular fight. Gonzalez versus Carbajal, 1993. Mills Lane, who then went on to have his own judge show. But who doesn't? Everybody has a judge show now.
That's what I'm going to do when I'm done with this gig.
He's 81.
You've beaten my giant, which means you're exceptionally strong. So you could have put the poison in your own goblet, trusting on your strength to save you, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you. But you've also bested my Spaniard, which means you must have studied. And in studying, you must have learned that man is mortal, so you would have put the poison as far from yourself as possible, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You know what? He still chose poorly. Wallace Shawn, there he is from The Princess Bride.
Oh, sure.
A very, very recognizable voice.
Yes.
He did voices for the Toy Story movies, Chicken Little. He did voices for The Incredibles. He is 75 today, Wallace Shawn. And if you're a current watcher of the TV show Young Sheldon, he is serving as one of Sheldon's professors in that television show. Wallace Shawn, 75 today.
Though we gotta say goodbye, for for the summer. Darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss.
That's Brian Hyland.
And that was Jim Erickson on the bell.
Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini was another one of his big hits. And he did, he came back in the 70s with a little Gypsy Woman.
Yes.
You may remember that.
I do.
Brian Hyland here today is 75. Another musician, rock and roller, little instrumental action here. Booker T of Booker T and the MGs. He's
Booker
74.
T. Jones.
Booker T. Jones. He is 74 today. Al Michaels.
Lays it up for Freeman, and it's incomplete.
How did that happen?
Did he make the catch at the 15?
Yes.
What are they
going to
rule? That he caught it? Touchdown.
I catch everything.
He did what?
Chris Dishman, not one of my favorite defensive backs in the history of Vikings football.
Right.
He was no John Turner or John Swain. He should have intercepted the ball, and
Willie
Freeman
Teal.
Caught it.
Soul Patrol.
Al Michaels is 74 here today.
I want to live with a cinnamon girl. I can be happy the rest of my life with a cinnamon girl.
Neil Young. You know, he could rub people the wrong way with some of his political views,
right,
including Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yep.
73 for him today. I've got some country music. Oh, she's singing in front of a porch. It must be Hee Haw.
I wish I was a teddy bear.
She's not on the porch.
Not living or loving. No,
in front of it.
That's Barbara Fairchild. Number 68 today. I would love it if somebody requested that song for the All Request Lunch Hour. That's email me now or text, please. Megan Mullally.
Did you rent Pretty Woman again? Come on, give it up, honey. The only thing you two have in common is horse teeth and bad taste in men.
That's her from Will and Grace. She is Karen. Happy birthday to her. And Megan Mullally is 60 today. Nadia Comaneci, remember, she had the perfect 10. Gold medalist, 1976. Nadia Comaneci, 57. Greg Gagne, we talked about Harmon Killebrew. Greg Gagne.
Former Twin.
Is 57 today. He's in the Twins Hall of Fame. Sammy Sosa, not in the Hall of Fame. What would you say
Cheater.
He is? Yep.
Cheater.
Yep. He has not admitted. But we do know that he corked his bat.
Right.
Sammy Sosa, and he's getting white. He may have that disease where he loses the pigment in his skin.
Yeah.
Have you seen him recently?
No,
he's
but
very
I've
white.
Heard that, yeah.
He's 50.
I would like to begin by saying how sorry I am about what happened to Nancy Kerrigan. I am embarrassed and ashamed to think that anyone close to me could be involved.
Oh, my God, she's shocked. Tanya Harding, 48, like she didn't know.
Right.
Come on. So she's 48, Ryan Gosling 38, and Anne Hathaway 36. That's for the young people. Those are two of some of the hottest actors and actresses going right now, those
right.
two kids.
Gone but not forgotten, we start with former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun. Now, he wrote the court's landmark opinion, of course, Roe versus Wade on the abortion issue. That's Harry Blackmun. He was born on this day in 1908. Singer Joe Stafford, 1917. She would go on to win a job with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, 1917. Kim Hunter, Academy Award-winning actress. Remember Kim?
Well, why doesn't she take it?
Because I loathe bananas. Zira.
She was Zira, Planet of the Apes. Dr. Zira.
There it is. She was born on this day in 1922. Inventor Jack Ryan, this guy was pretty talented. He had over 1,000 patents, including giving us the Barbie doll, and where would we be without Hot Wheels? You got to thank Jack Ryan for that. He was born on this day, 1926. One of the most beautiful and one of my most favorite actresses, Grace Kelly, a former Princess of Monaco, of course, died in a car accident. Born on this day, 1929. This is songwriter Bob Crewe. Who doesn't know that song?
It's Frankie Valli. It's who it is. wouldn't have the Four Seasons really without his songwriting, I don't think.
Yeah.
He wasn't a member of the Four Seasons. That was Bob Gaudio and Tommy DeVito and obviously Frankie Valli and then the other guy I can't remember.
But Bob, and he wrote Eye songs. Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
He loved Eyes. That was his favorite part of the body, I think.
Right. 1931 for Bob Crewe. He's a very bad man, and he was in jail until he died. Chuck Manson, born on this day, 1934. Another songwriter, Mort Schumann.
Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me. Do you say the same words?
Elvis sound-alike, Terry Stafford, and Suspicion.
Suspicion. Torment my heart.
Now, Mort Schumann not only wrote that, he wrote Viva Las Vegas, Save the Last Dance for Me, Little Sister.
And he wrote that song for Elvis, and I think Elvis recorded it, and then Terry Stafford did, and Terry Stafford's version was the bigger version. Bigger hit.
Now, Mort Schumann, born on this day, 1936.
We need more Morts.
We do need more Morts.
Anybody out there, if you are currently with child, please name your child Mort.
Is it short for Mortimer?
It could be.
Yeah.
Or Mortician.
Mortician. Mort Schumann, born on this day, 1936. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Mortician Erickson would be. I mean, it's like...
That just rolls.
It does.
Rolls
it does.
Right
what up, was the name of Adams? That was Morticia.
Yeah, Morticia.
Morticia, how about that? Would you like to start a Bobathon here?
I would.
With Alan Jackson, I Don't Even Know Your Name, Reba McEntire, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, or you can go with Dierks Bentley, Free and Easy, Down the Road I Go.
Let's Dierks it up this morning.
All right, that's coming up, but first this, have a good day.
KDDG.